It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. It's Thursday, the day we talk Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Well, we know the legislature has wrapped up session for the year, and after the holidays, we're entering an election year. Susan, besides the gubernatorial election, what major elections are we looking at for the next year?
Well, there's the Michigan U.S. Senate race that looks to be between Gary Peters, a Democratic congressman, and Terry Lynn Land, former Secretary of State, who's a Republican. That's the top of the ticket race, and I will be very interested to see how that plays out because the polls, while early, are very close. Also, control of the Michigan legislature is in the balance, and that's always something to watch.
Ken, Governor Snyder will give his State of the State address early in January. He has yet to formally announce whether he plans to run for re-election. How do you think he's going to set the stage for 2014?
Well, it's a good question because in an election year, you generally, whether you're a governor running for re-election or whether your legislator's running for re-election, you try to avoid controversy. And I think he's got to balance that with the expectations that a governor lays out an agenda for in the State of the State. So it's a balancing act for him. And I think there's a couple of other dynamics that are going to be in play, too, and that is the tension I think we saw this year between the governor and more conservative elements of his own party in the legislature, and then this extra revenue that is appearing and what to do with this extra revenue. Republicans are already calling for a tax cut, and yet there's the road issue out there. You've got the education cuts of the past, does he propose we reverse them? Democrats, of course, have been agitating about the pension tax. So there's some interesting dynamics going to occur here in 2014.
Well, speaking of legislative items, a few didn't get finished or addressed this year. Susan, as Ken said, we've got transportation funding still on the table, the expansion of the Educational Achievement Authority. We are hearing about this plan to phase out phone landline service. Susan, what do you think the priorities are going to be for the next session?
I think it's going to be awfully hard to get road funding done with an election looming because that will inevitably mean a tax increase or fee increases, regardless of us having possibly some more revenue to play with because Governor Snyder wants $1 billion more a year. I think that we will see some action on the EAA and some other items, obviously on the budget. But I don't expect there to be a fast and furious pace for the legislature until the election is over and we're into lame duck and people feel a lot more comfortable taking tough votes.
Ken, the legislature still has to deal with this $70 million hole in the budget that's been left there by the delay in the expansion of Medicaid. As a reminder, the federal dollars that would have come if that plan went into effect before mid-March, those dollars were lost because the legislature didn't apply immediate effect. Any thoughts about how they're going to close that gap?
The legislature and the governor have the luxury of having extra revenue right now. There's a sizable increase that no one anticipated in the revenue coming to the state. And I really think that's going to be the biggest, both legislative and initially political dynamic, because a lot of Republicans are going to want a tax cut. You have this issue of roads. Republicans have joined the governor in the chorus of we need to put more money into roads. They just haven't wanted to raise taxes to do it, so maybe they use some of this extra revenue. But this extra revenue is both a blessing and a curse, depending on how the debate shapes up in the next few weeks.
I want to hear from both of you. For 2014, what will you be watching most closely? Susan, we'll start with you.
Well, obviously, being an election year, I think we're all going to be focused on how the races are shaping up. In terms of policy, I will be very interested to see if there is even a partial solution for the road funding issue.
Ken, you get the last word.
I think one of the issues that affects a lot of people that is going to be controversial is this issue of if third graders are not reading at a predetermined level, do you hold them back a year? That issue is going to play out here in the weeks ahead.
Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll talk to you after the new year.
Well, thank you, and happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you. Happy holidays.